President Donald Trump attracted plenty of praise and criticism from people flocking to the Florida State Fairgrounds yesterday. WUSF reporters spoke with supporters attending his campaign rally and protesters outside. What they had to say showed exactly how divided Floridians are about topics ranging from immigration to the environment to Trump himself.
I'm Patricia Green, and I'm from Polk County, Florida, and I voted for Trump, and I'm very sorry that I did that. I thought that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. I didn't know he was going to be a liar. It scares me the way he's stopping some of the press. But in Florida itself, I'm tired of having to pay for him to play golf. I'm a taxpaying citizen in this state, and I'm barely getting by, and he's playing golf. I don't like that. And I'm more politically active now on account of this. I'm paying more attention to what's going on around me state by state, not just my state, but all the states, as well as my government.
My name is Selemba Dien. I come from Africa, Senegal, and now I'm an American citizen. I live here in Tampa. I'm not citizen for nothing. I want to help whoever wants America to be great and the world to be great. The immigrant, I just want them to do the right thing. Try to be legal, or even if they are not legal yet, try to do the right thing, not trying to put themselves in trouble.
My name is Joseph Milliner. I'm from Largo, Florida. I've been involved in politics ever since I could vote, but I've never been as angry and despairing and dismayed as I am with the election of Donald Trump. I'm opposed to the manner in which Trump regards women, regards immigrants, regards minorities. I am a registered Democrat. I know how I'm going to be voting in that respect, and I'm keeping tabs on legislation involving particularly gun control.
Hi, my name is Christy Moore. I live in Wellington, and we love Trump, and we're here to support him and to support Ron DeSantis today. I'm a mom, and I stand on loyalty and trust. My circle is small, a lot like President Trump, you know, so I relate to that. So honestly, my motto is #TrustTrump. And he says, Ron is our guy. My husband and I were privileged to meet Ron DeSantis already. Beautiful family. And I really, truly believe that he's our guy. I like, honestly, everything that, you know, what he stands for. He's a veteran. He's a family guy. He's a faithful guy. Every time that he speaks, when you see him on Fox News, he's there to get we the people, to get the word out, to get the knowledge, and really, truly to get the answers and to fight for us.
My name is Susan Stearns. I'm a mother of two, and I'm from Sarasota, Florida. I disagree with President Trump and many of his policies, particularly in terms of immigration and the environment and climate change. I want to do everything I can to show the people here at this rally what is happening down in Southwest Florida right now, which is an absolute ecological disaster of epic proportions. And we need people to know this and to understand that Governor Scott is directly responsible for what is going on to our communities down south.
Jackson Bielan, I'm from Palm Harbor High School. I definitely am interested in joining like conservative clubs or something, either at the high school level or when I go to college. I definitely have met people that do enjoy his politics, and I've met a lot of people who don't, and it's not hard or anything. I've worn pro-Trump shirt stuff to school, and I've gotten many compliments, people saying, like, I don't like your shirt, but it doesn't bother me. I love him either way. I definitely think immigration is a big issue for us. Another thing that I like he's doing is he's strengthening our foreign policies. He's good with business, and I think his business background has helped him great. Foreign politics and all the summits that he's been to, especially with Kim Jong-un and Putin, I think those have gone extremely well.
Those were the voices of Patricia Green of Lakeland, Selemba Diemi of Tampa, Joseph Milliner of Largo, Christy Moore of Wellington, Susan Stearns of Sarasota, and Jackson Pielant of Palm Harbor.